everybody, and welcome back to Plot Unknown. My name is Luke.
My name is also Luke.
And you're listening to the Plot best Unknown. Film podcast that's hosted by two idiots who don't know anything about movies.
Okay, I will, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what other movie podcast you know that isn't hosted by two idiots? You
know? I don't know. Everybody's smarter than us.
Everybody's smarter
than us. And, you know, that's just something that we got to deal with.
Yeah, and it's fine. I mean, we're a niche. We're a niche, and we never said that we were professionals.
That actually, it's the opposite. We've always been very upfront about
how stupid we are. Yeah, exactly.
So. This week on Plot Unknown, we watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, boy. The Third Kind.
Would you like to tell us your plot and not pull the mixer off
for almost the third time? Third time pulling the mixer off. Okay. So, you know, just another little rundown. We're four episodes in. Luke has made the theme of this season. And I am the one that's writing all the plots. So the theme of the season, if you haven't noticed yet, is aliens. Did you know that NASA declassified some aliens shit?
Yeah, that was a month ago.
I know, I was trying to be relatable. Also, it was UFOs. And you know what UFOs mean? Unidentified flying objects. It has nothing to do with aliens. That's what all the losers say. Okay, ready for my plot?
Good fucking lord.
What? It's true. Okay. And scene. Life was normal in a simple coastal town. That was until strange things started happening. Close Encounters focuses on a family who was continuously having paranormal experiences, or so they thought. Lights would flicker, doors would open and close, and they constantly felt like they were being watched. One day, however, a strange fog fell across this coastal town, and with that fog brought an unidentified flying object. The UFO hovered above the city, and the family then knew they weren't dealing with the paranormal, but the abnormal. Aliens! That's exactly what I wrote.
Honestly, that's not that bad.
It's not. I have seen one scene from this movie prior to me watching the full movie.
And it's the famous scene.
It's the famous scene. It's the one where the little boy walks up to the door and opens it, and it's just this big old red light. And yep. Yeah, that scene. So I had, you know, no idea what was going on. And the beeps, the beep, whatever the freaking tone is. That's all I knew. But I think this is, like, vaguely similar.
Yeah, I mean, the paranormal stuff, no, right?
Yes, it does.
How?
At literally the beginning of the movie, everything in the house starts, like, turning on.
They don't think it's paranormal, though.
But it's still, like, they don't think it's
ghosties.
Did I ever say ghosts? Did I ever say
you
ghosts?
You imply it by saying paranormal. I did not.
Yes, I did. But, so what? They don't know what's going on either.
And that's fair, but you're making it seem like I'm trying to tell you that you had a really bad plot. I said it was a good plot.
I didn't say anything like
that. I think
that.
The best part is you mentioning the fog and...
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm just trying to give you a compliment. You know what?
You didn't give me a compliment. You fought me.
You got an F.
I think that the paranormal part... I can't say paranormal. Paranormal part was... like pretty good because all the weird shit starts happening, like right. All the freaking doors start getting unhinged and things start screwing off, and then all the toys and stuff are moving around.
Will you take a C?
I'll take a C.
Okay, cool. You got a C.
Okay, I wanted to go further with this because I had like a lot of stuff on my mind, but I didn't want it to be too long. That's why the end is just like stupid, abnormal, right. Aliens, but. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this movie. That's why I wrote the plot, because I didn't know it. That's why it's called Plot Unknown.
Thank you.
Just so you guys know.
Do you want to get into the movie now?
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say about my shitty plot,
Luke? No, it's a C. It's average. It's all average. Right. What?
I was just going to say, I looked down and I realized that I had yellow hair.
Okay, so the movie... Your head looks like one of the aliens. Or not the aliens, the ships with the lights. Because it's so bright. Cut it.
Just cut that whole part.
So let's get into the film, huh?
I hate you. Genuinely, I hate you.
We watched this, what, two nights ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We let it sit. We're a week ahead, which is surprising.
This is the first time in the show we've been on the dot with this shit.
So we have like some days to let it sit some and leeway. Sink in.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
I did too.
Yeah. Oh God. It's everything that I've been wanting in an alien movie.
Is this like the culmination of this entire season for you?
What do you mean?
Like, has this season been building up to this point?
Yes,
we should have done this last, is what you're talking
Probably,
about.
Probably, yeah. Well. Because, like, it's everything that I wanted in an alien movie, genuinely. Like, it's, like, this, like, town of people that get together to, like, you know, see this strange stuff happening, and then the government's trying to hide it from everybody, and then two people sneak into this, like, little, like, army base to, you know, see these aliens, and the aliens look like how aliens classically
look. They look like grays.
Yeah, exactly. They're like little tiny, like fucking bodies.
Little green men.
Little gray men. They got the long fingies, and they're like just, I just love it. Like, and obviously, like, I was gonna say what aliens have always looked like, but no one knows what an alien looks like. That is literally just what everybody like has pictured an alien to be. You know, like the like skinny, long fat legs, freaking triangular head, fat forehead.
Triangular head?
Well, not triangular. You
mean like oval?
Cone shaped. No.
It's not a cone. I don't think you know what these shapes are.
Why are you being mean to me?
I'm not being mean to you. You're saying triangle or cone. It's not, it's this.
But their chin is pointy. It's not like, I'm not talking like a literal triangle, like all points, like 3 points. I'm just saying like, it's got like a dome head and then like a pointy
okay,
face.
Okay, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that you elaborated on it.
You understand now?
Got
great,
it.
Thank
got
you.
It. You do know your shapes. That's my fault. That's my fault.
You're such an asshole. Anyway, I'm going to fight you.
Yeah, I love this movie too. I think it's, what I was telling you when we first watched this was that I think the first third of this movie flies by and goes
which
very
is
quickly.
Surprising.
Because nothing happens.
Nothing happens, no. Because it's like them in the desert.
Yeah.
That shit's so cool too. Oh my God. How like all these things that have been missing for years, like upwards of like what 20-30 years, are now coming back in like random parts of the world because they were like abducted by the aliens and now they're being put back. Mm-hmm. So the first scene is them going to a desert in Mexico and finding these planes
from
these
World
like aircrafts from World War II. Yeah, and obviously like none of the pilots have been found, but all of the crafts have been found. They've just been
and they're
placed
all in
there.
Like pristine condition.
Yeah, like exactly how they were left. And what was it, like 1946? That's nutty, and that's such a cool idea too. So that's how it starts off, and I think that's what, like, even though nothing really happens, it ropes you in because you're like, what's happening?
Yeah, I think that you get a little taste, right, when in that scene. And then you go to, I think it's the very next scene where it's the flight control. And you're watching this sequence of this dude, like, trying to figure out what is going on. And that was a terrible description of that scene, but it's so good. It's so good, and so it feels almost so genuine.
Well, it's too what, like, flight instructors, like...
Well, it's not flight instructors. It's two pilots. And then the fucking whole ATC coming and watching what's going on.
Yeah, because they see something on the, like, on... They see something, and the people see something on the radar, and it just kind of goes away.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want to classify this as a UFO? And they're like, no, probably not.
Yeah.
Which is dumb.
To me, it seemed like there was, like, in the length of the pauses before their responses and all that, it seemed like there was some stigma against reporting a UFO.
Oh, definitely.
Did
I mean,
you get that?
Yeah, well, there's stigma now. Like, in 2020, there's still stigma. Like, that's, like, they... Going back to what I was talking about with, like, the... How NASA just... Was it NASA? No, it was the CIA?
I don't know.
Somebody declassified those UFO videos from 2017. Mm-hmm. Where, like, pilots caught a UFO on their, like... It was Navy. They caught... This all might be wrong. But they caught, like, UFOs on their radar. And they, you know, took videos of it and everything. And, like, the... Whoever the fuck it was. Was it the CIA? They, like... were trying to, like... what's the word I'm looking for? They're trying to... Are you texting right now?
No, I was looking stuff up.
Oh. the CIA or whoever the fuck was trying to like tell the general public that they were like lying, that it wasn't true, like all of it was faked, blah blah blah. And so like how, when these pilots have seen this shit happen and then they get called liars, it's it sucks. And like you, they just think you're just trying to like stir up controversy and trying to like create a conspiracy or something. Mm-hmm. But no, they just, they saw something that they couldn't explain, and there shouldn't be a stigma around that. Because mm-hmm. There's like from the people that, I don't, this is probably like a fake thing, but you know, all the people that have come out of like Area 51 and everything and have said what they have seen, but they get categorized as like they're crazy, like they're nuts. Okay.
No, I'm listening to you. I was listening.
There's a stigma around, yeah, around.
I agree.
Trying to like, yeah, think UFOs are trying to say they saw a UFO, especially if they're like important people, like, you know, pilots and people in the Navy and stuff.
Yeah. I think in all of the 1.5 seasons that we've done of the show, that was your most impassioned rant. was talking about the stigma against reporting UFOs.
Well, because like I don't know, I've always been really passionate about stuff that,
by aliens.
Well, not even that, but like Bigfoot and shit too. Like, like I just
cryptids and shit.
Yeah, cryptids. Yeah. I mean, that's something I've always been interested in, and it like, I don't know, people think they see stuff, and maybe if they don't, that's fine. But if you think you see, it's the same thing with ghosts, the paranormal. Like, that's why, like, it, I'm sure, like, a bunch of the shit, like, the shows and stuff are faked. But, like, when you literally make your career off of trying to find proof of something and you just get shit on, like, that sucks. You've spent, like, your whole career and all this money trying to find some proof. And this is for like the real people, you know, because they like capitalize off of those shows and shit.
This is for the real people.
No, but I'm serious.
This is for the real ones.
All those shows like Finding Bigfoot and shit are all fake. And I'm sure, I love Ghost Hunters. No, I love Ghost Adventures. But I'm sure it's all fake. Sorry, Zach Bagans. But, you know, the people that are actually out there trying to prove this shit that's been a mystery for fucking forever, I just want some damn proof. Somebody give me some fucking proof.
If you have proof of aliens, please email us.
Please email us.
At plotunknown@gmail.com. Tell us your stories.
Ghosts. Have you seen Bigfoot? Mothman? The Chupacabra?
Bigfoot. Where is he? How big are his feet? We need to know.
He got big balls?
The public needs to know. How big are your feet?
If he got big feet, do he got big dick?
I don't know.
Cut it.
I don't know.
Cut it.
Okay, so back to the movie.
Sorry, that's my...
How long was that? I think that was like a six-minute rant.
None of it made any sense, and all I just said was like, and...
CIA.
CIA? Was it NASA? I don't remember.
This is all going to stay in, though.
Sorry, everybody. I'm one of those crazy people.
Okay, so back to the movie. Yeah. I'm sorry, my chair got really squeaky all of a sudden. I don't know why. I need to get some oil on that bad boy.
Yeah, get some fucking WD-40, dog.
So, back to the movie. What were we even talking about?
We literally hadn't even gotten past the first, like, 10 minutes of the movie.
And then Roy, I can't say that name very well.
Roy?
Roy's out here building train sets.
I love Roy. Roy is such a cool dad. I mean, he kind of sucks because he just like abandons his family. Nuts. But like he's crazy. He's just like a big kid. I genuinely thought at the beginning that he was like their big brother or something.
Yeah.
He's the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up father.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so he goes out and does whatever with his job, or he tries to do whatever, and then almost gets abducted.
He's an electrician, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he tries to, like, because there's a lot of power outages.
Power outages there's because a lot of the UFOs.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard a goose. it honked. Yeah, and he gets fucking... Nah, he doesn't get abducted.
No, but they try to.
They
right?
try. Well, I don't know if they try to, but they...
No, I mean, they shine this bright-ass light on him.
Yeah, but...
And all the shit in the car goes all nutty.
Yeah. Maybe they did try to, because it's almost like he was being pulled up, but
yeah,
then they put
I
him back
they
down.
Yeah, I think they tried to.
Okay.
But they... weren't very good
anyway,
at
anyway, he gets fired because he doesn't go do his job. He gets lost.
And is that even why he got fired?
I don't
because
know.
They don't want to talk to him. I think it's because he
saw aliens.
Yeah, and yeah, and the government is like trying to
the Men in Black.
Yeah, the government is trying to like stop all that.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, and after, I mean, after he's supposed to, you know, go help with the power outages, he just starts following the UFOs. Because there's, what, three or four of them that come around? Well, what I don't understand is there's three, like, spacecrafts, and then there's, like, a red dot that follows them.
Yeah.
Like, a red sphere. What is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe we missed that. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's another baby ship.
Maybe it is a baby ship. It's hard to say because the lights and the crafts kind of meld together. So that part is kind of hard to see like what's what, at least in the beginning where they're like moving around and stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah. And then I mean we can't keep going on without talking about the little baby boy. Barry.
That's okay. First of all, one thing I would like to say, and one thing that bothered me throughout the whole movie is how stupid their names are. Everybody's names are just
Barry, Roy, Jillian. What was the Ronnie?
Yeah, his wife's name was Ronnie, and their kids were like Pat and like Sylvia.
Yeah, I think Sylvia was the girl,
and there was another boy. And
they're unimportant.
Barry is such a dumb name for a fucking toddler.
It's the '70s.
That's true, but. Don't name your kid Barry.
Barenthal?
Bartholomew. That's what I said.
Bartholomew is a dumber name for a toddler than Barry.
I guess.
Hey, fun fact, he did all of his scenes in one take.
The kid?
Yeah.
Wow, what a fucking genius.
Also, Stanley Kubrick saw this movie and saw how good he was and cast him as the little boy in The Shining.
No way.
Yeah, based off of this movie.
I haven't seen The Shining, so.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
crazy. I didn't realize that until I looked at the IMDb trivia. Yeah. Yeah, so all that shit starts going nutty. All the
My favorite scene of the whole movie
is
when the UFOs fly by and he goes, "Ice cream."
Yeah.
Because they look like cold. He goes, "Ice cream." That's so funny. And that's me. I literally was like, "That's me."
Yeah. So after that some stuff starts going a little nutty, you know? People start going crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the government starts doing cool shit.
I don't know if they... I like how there's two, like, separate stories. It's the stories of the people that are, like, having these visions in their mind of this mountain. And then it's the stories of, like, the government finding all these missing ships. And then understanding that the tone is a what
like
is it called?
Language.
Yeah, and it's
a message.
Numbers, and it's a what's that called? Well, the longitude and latitude.
It's called longitude and latitude.
No. But the numbers.
Longitude and latitude.
No.
Digits, data, numbers.
No.
What are you looking for?
The tone is it comes up as numbers, and it's a point of reference.
It's like an address.
No.
What are you looking for?
The word what? That it's called.
Yeah. What word is that?
That's my fucking point, Luke. Oh my god. They say it in the movie. What is it called? I'm gonna freak out.
Coordinates.
Yes. Thank you. Why are you being such an asshole?
I wasn't being such an asshole.
You
I
were.
Said 10 words. None of them were right. And then I was trying to figure
and
it out.
What do you mean? What do you mean? That was what I mean. Yeah, thank you. The tones were coordinates. And it was in Wyoming. And it was the fucking Devil's Tower or whatever it's called.
Ooh.
And they set up, like, their military base on it. So there was, like, two separate stories. But, yeah, the aliens, it's not very clear what happens. But these people that were, like, very close to the UFO
UFOs.
Sightings.
UFOs.
UFOs sightings. Had these like memories implanted in their brains of, and they all started like drawing stuff and Roy built a whole model and made his family leave him.
Yep.
Cause he put it in his kitchen.
What I think is so interesting is for most of the movie, you don't understand what that is. Like you get that it's a mountain, but you don't understand what it's in reference to. And then like about halfway, I think they kind of reveal the whole coordinates with Devil's Tower. And then you're like, okay, so that's what they're drawing, and then you don't understand why they're drawing it. Like, you, it still doesn't exactly make sense why they're having these visions or anything.
Yeah.
And then when they're going up Devil's Tower, and they're Roy and Jillian are talking about, like, very specific aspects of the mountain that they have never been to, never even heard of. And they're like, yeah, once we cross this, there's a clearing up here, and then we go and take a right or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, well, why? And then at the end, the aliens, like, give all the people back, and you're like, oh, that's why. Because the aliens were saying, hey, bro, we finna go here.
We finna go here and leave all them people that have been left behind.
Yeah, we want Roy.
And it was, yeah, I think Roy wanted them.
I think he did, yeah.
But it was also really interesting how, like, at first when they had this mountain pictured in their head, they were building peaks. And then Roy, like, was getting so mad, and he took off part of the mountain, and it was a flat top. And he was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's what I need to be, like, working on. Like, yeah, a flat top mountain. Because
he keeps saying it's so wrong. And you see Jillian throw away paintings and stuff.
Because they feel it's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he has that epiphany.
Well, because there's a newscast on the TV about how there's this big chemical spill in Wyoming by the Devil's Tower, and they see it, and they're like, oh, that's it.
Well, yeah, but they make that connection there, but that's after he already figured out that it was a flat top.
I know, but I'm just saying, he sees that he is, and that is what it is when the newscast comes on.
Yeah.
He's sitting in his kitchen with his giant sculpture, and that newscast comes on, and he sees that that's it, and he knows where he needs to go.
Yeah.
And
also,
yeah.
Yeah. Also, Roy's kids suck.
What?
Roy's kids suck.
Yeah.
The kid calls him a crybaby for having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Shut up, kid.
That's some
fucking... You got a fucking bowl cut, and you can't do math, you idiot.
That's true. He's also, like, way too... Like, he's trying to be too masculine.
Yeah, I mean, he's an asshole, dude.
Yeah, you fucking he's such crybaby. Shut up.
He's the kid who's in the beginning, like, I don't understand fractions. And yeah. It's like, bro, just fucking learn
Roy
it.
Roy's so funny. Like, that part you started laughing at where he was like, anytime now.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Whatever answer, like, comes to your mind.
Yeah, what? It's so funny, and he just lets it hit the train.
He tries to teach him fractions by using, like, a model train, and it's gonna hit the other part of the train, and he's like,
any answer, anytime now. So good.
Fucking all of them are stupid, and I mean, like, I don't know. I want to be, like, sympathetic, because I know how hard that must be on that whole family, and, like, they're probably right to leave him, but also, he's obviously having a mental breakdown.
I can be sympathetic to the mom. I don't think I can be sympathetic to the kids.
No, the kids are just assholes. Dicks. Yeah, but I'm talking
Jillian. The mom is, like,
Jillian.
Trying.
No, Ronnie.
Yeah, the mom's Ronnie's Ronnie. Like, trying.
Yeah.
Well, it will be Jillian.
Spoiler alert. Also, in the midst of all of this, by the way, Barry gets fucking stolen.
Abducted.
And that's when the fog comes in, also, by the way, which we never really talked about.
Well, that's that scene that you were talking about is... that's the, like, famous sequence in this movie.
I know. The fog comes, and the aliens come with it, and then they, like, focus on this house because they want Barry.
Yeah, and I think... So I don't know any of these actors' names, but no. That performance that she gives after Barry gets abducted and she's sprinting and running, I think is a really powerful performance. I think that's a great little sequence there. And also, it's really the one time, I think, in this movie that is, like, scary. I don't know if it's scary, but it's, like, tense.
I don't think the aliens are trying to be, like, scary. Like, how they are in Signs, I don't think they're trying to be like that at all. And you see at the end that that's not how they are at all.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, terrifying. All the red light is so intimidating and frightening. And I'm sure, I mean, obviously it's going to be, like...
Well, I think that... I agree with you. But I disagree in this one specific point, because they're, like, fucking with them for some reason. And I think it goes against kind of how the aliens act for the rest of the movie, because they are, like, desperately trying to bust in and take this kid.
That's true.
You know, and when I see that, I'm like, okay, why?
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's something I missed. Maybe it's because, like, well, I guess he did go, like, play with the alien.
Beginning. Barry wanted to go see the aliens. Like, he wasn't scared at all.
So, yeah, so maybe you're right, and they weren't trying to, like, fuck with them and scare them. They were just wanted to give him an opportunity to come.
To come because he wanted to.
And as simple pea-brained humans, we can't understand their emotions.
But kids have, like, the biggest brains.
Yeah, they do.
They got the big brains. And, of course, like, Jillian didn't understand this because she just sees somebody trying to take her kid.
Mm-hmm.
But Barry's like, no, Ma, I want to go, dog. Ma, let me go.
I want to go.
I want to go see the aliens.
Yeah. So then we get to what I think is one of the coolest points in this movie, where we see the all the India stuff.
Oh, the
where all the people are chanting.
Oh yeah.
And we start to unravel the whole like beeping music part of it.
Tonal.
Yeah. Stuff. And we start to learn that like he's correlating sign language with music and or the tones and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
which I think is just so cool.
It's
so
smart. Cool. It's a smart way to like unravel what the aliens are doing, what they want to do, if it's a language or not.
Yeah. Oh my God, we forgot to say this is directed by Steven Spielberg, 1977.
Bitch.
And
the greatest
composed by John Williams.
The greatest combo of all. Name a better duo than John Williams and Steven Spielberg.
There isn't.
Genuinely.
I think he's used him for almost all of his movies.
Good.
For like one.
Good. Because John Williams fucking deserves
yeah,
it.
Yeah, John Williams is a fantastic composer.
I'm going to say it. I stand John Williams. We always have.
Unproblematic king.
We don't know. I know nothing about John Williams other than he is an old white man who is very talented in composing.
Oh, well, statistically, probably problematic.
Probably. It seems like everybody is.
But yeah, I can't believe we forgot to say that.
Yeah. Well, you didn't really say that, but you were too busy fighting me, so.
Yeah. So, there's a lot to talk about in this movie, but I really, really want to focus on the ending because I think that is some of the best
stuff
ever.
We were, honestly, for the past 30 minutes, we've literally just been going scene by scene, which we don't do. So.
We don't do anymore, yeah.
Yeah. Let's just, let's go to the end. Fuck it.
Please talk about the end because the ending is so amazing.
The ending solidified my like eternal love for this movie.
Yeah.
How perfect it was to
me. When they get up there, you're like, okay, well, what's going on? And then they start playing the tone and playing it faster and faster. And what I also really like is that they like describe what they are doing to modify the pitches. Like they're saying go up a perfect fifth and all that kind of shit to do that. Mm-hmm. I think that is so cool. Yeah, I think that's awesome. And then it gets to a point where the music that they're playing and the music that the alien is playing back is scoring the movie.
Yeah.
And it is the underlying music for the scene that's going on.
Yeah.
And that is something I've never seen before.
I think it's crazy.
It's so cool.
It's crazy how they do that, how they thought about that.
Yeah.
Geniuses.
Genii.
Genii.
It's just so good, man. Like this movie is... It's good. I think it's a solid, like, 7 up until the ending.
Oh, I was like,
and then
are you high?
And the ending pushes it to be something better.
Because it is, I wouldn't say it's one note, but it's very, like, stagnant throughout the movie.
Yes. It's very,
it's interesting and it holds you, but there's not, like, a really big moment that you're just like, whoa, until the end. Holy shit. Because everything comes to fruition. Like, they find the side of the mountain, and the aliens come, and they do all their beepity-boopity-bops, and then...
Their boopity-beppos.
All the missing people come back. Mm-hmm. That is nuts! Like, they open up their little alien hatch. Also, by the way, there is a giant spaceship.
Yeah.
And because, like, all you see throughout most of the movie is those, like, 4 or 5 little spaceships that float around and the ice cream spaceships, and then fucking ginormous like cityscape of a freaking spaceship. Oh, it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
The design of that spaceship is crazy.
I agree. It's amazing how beautiful this movie is.
It is, yeah.
Like, all the spaceship stuff is just gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, all the lights they've used, like, all the sounds that they use.
The sound is amazing.
Yeah.
The lighting is awesome. It's just so, it's something you've never seen before.
Yeah, really.
You know, and I think that even in
this, just like, it feels like an alien movie.
Yeah.
This is what an alien movie should
even
feel
like.
Even
now, when we've watched, what, 5 alien movies already or whatever?
Yeah.
This is still something brand new.
Yeah. That's what, because when I went, literally the only 2 alien movies I've seen, E.T. and I'm going to say it, Lilo and Stitch.
It is an alien movie.
It is. And...
I it blows my mind because I had like one idea of an alien movie in my head, and all of them have been different. Like, all of them have just been something different, like a different take on what aliens would do if they came here, like what humans would do if we see them, and it's just, and what they look like.
Yeah, and this is the one that you, like, thought this, you were going to watch, like, 10 of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's what I want.
Yeah.
This is, like, the pinnacle of alien movies, in my opinion, yeah. Obviously. But yeah, what I was saying was all the missing people were brought back. All the pilots were brought back. All the people on the ship were brought back. And then Barry, little baby Barry, was so happy. Barry. He was like, I saw the aliens. I loved it.
Yep. And then they send all those poor bastards to never return again.
Oh yeah, those like the French guy goes up to Roy and he's like, hey. I envy you.
Yeah.
Let's put you on that fucking ship.
Yep.
And you get all those cool ass, like astronauts with their sunglasses and their space suits on. And then you have Roy coming up, just who's like giddy as fuck. Yep. Like,
no,
I'm gonna go.
No book bag, nothing.
No, he's nothing.
He just has the clothes on his back. So what I'm a little confused on, and the movie doesn't exactly explain, maybe I missed it, but do the aliens take the other astronauts as well? Or do they just take Roy?
It seemed like they only took Roy.
Yeah.
I don't know. If they went, I think we only really saw Roy going into the spacecraft.
I like to think that they only took Roy.
Yeah.
Because he's special. Also, he's going to get so much alien.
Don't say it. Don't okay. say
he's
it.
He's going to have sex with so many aliens, is what I'm saying.
I didn't want to hear what you were going to say. Yeah. That's probably what he wants. He said, fuck Ronnie. Fuck Jillian.
Let me get these aliens. Some
alien titties.
Hey, bro.
Yeah. I wonder what the one thing about this movie that I did not like, which made no sense to me, is like the when the aliens like emerged from the ship, that one weird like daddy long leg alien came out.
Yeah.
And none of the other aliens look like it.
I think it's probably just like the queen or something.
But even then, why would it look like that?
That's a good question. I do love the like childhood wonder of the aliens when they're out.
And that's what's so cool, and that's what I love, is that not like the humans are obviously in that childlike state of wonder with the aliens, but I feel like the aliens are in that same state with the humans.
Yeah, and which would make sense.
Yeah,
right?
Because
holy shit, what are these things?
Yeah, and obviously, like they abducted all those people, but now they've seen all these new people, and they're connecting for the first time on Earth. Like mm-hmm. that's crazy. And they're like, even the one scene where they start doing the sign language back to each other and the alien like smiles is just like, oh,
it's so good, man. It's so good.
It is. I loved it. I loved it so much.
It's great. It's a great movie. It's again, it's beautiful. It's amazing that this came out in 77. You know,
what were we talking about? How Predator came out, what, 10 years after that fucking movie?
Yeah, and it looks
and it
way
looks
worse.
Terrible. Predator is fucking awful. And then you have this movie that was 10 years earlier, and the graphics look amazing. The CGI or whatever the fuck they use looks amazing.
I think there were probably models.
Probably. But they definitely weren't humans in alien suits. And I will take that as a victory.
They might have been. No, I think they were probably little kids in alien suits.
You think so?
Yeah, I
definitely. But there was definitely like. Well, I guess
I don't think that was CGI at all. I think that was a kid in an alien suit.
I don't know.
It still looked good, though. But also,
But you couldn't tell it was a kid in an alien suit.
True.
But with, like, Predator, that was a literal human body with a fucking squid head on top of it.
The other thing is, they kept them in darkness. Like, they didn't put them in daylight. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, they had a light shined on them. But it wasn't like you could very visibly see them, you know? So they did what Signs... started to do and then failed to do.
Damn.
Which is hide your alien a little bit.
Hide your alien.
Make it hard to see. Alien did that too. Hide your alien, make it hard to see so that you can't tell that it's just a dude in a suit or just a picture on a movie.
Yeah.
So when we rank the aliens, are we ranking both aliens like at once or are we ranking them individually? Are we ranking the overall alien presence?
What do you mean?
Like, we've been ranking the
look of the aliens.
Yeah, so are we ranking them as a conglomerate, or are we ranking them separately? Like, little alien, big alien, those are both into the category, or into the ranking. Or are we putting them as one and saying Close Encounters of the Third Kind aliens are this? You have no idea what I'm saying.
I am so confused.
There are two different aliens in this movie. The Daddy Long Legs and the regular alien. Right?
Oh.
Are we counting them both?
I would genuinely just count the...
The grays.
The grays, because okay. You only see one of those, and who the fuck... What the fuck was that?
Okay, so I put the grays at three. I put it under District 9, under Alien, above Predator, and above Signs.
What was our original ranking?
District 9, Alien, Predator, Signs.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So,
because District 9 was awesome, and Alien, like, you can't beat Alien. Well, District 9 can't, but other than that, like,
yeah, they're just I think those two are really close to each other, and then this is like a pretty far back number three.
I don't know about that. It's maybe well just because
done,
I love
it's a well done classic rendition of what you think an alien is.
Yeah, and I think if I had seen this, like, no, I don't know what I was trying to say. Because I don't know, because again, like, this version of an alien is what everybody thinks an alien looks like. And I think that's why we rank District 9 and Alien itself so high, is just because you don't see aliens like that. That's not what people see aliens like. So it was a really cool rendition of what an alien could be.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is just a really, this is like, this generic. Is like a five.
This is, I think
because I think it's like smack dab in the middle. Like, this is... If you're better than this, if you're creative and it looks good. You're worse than this if you're either not creative and it looks bad or creative and it looks bad. Like, I'm saying this is the benchmark of what we compare aliens to.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah. Okay. I will agree with you.
Okay. Do you have any final thoughts on this film?
It was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I think it's been my favorite so far, because really, like, I love Signs so much, but that fucking ending scene just ruined it for me with that shitty ass alien. Like, it was just too cheesy. District 9
has the cheesiness.
District 9 has also the cheesiness, but even then, like, District 9 was way better. I think District 9 was better than Signs for me.
Yeah, right.
But this, it's good shit.
So, I think we've talked about this in the podcast before, but it's always hard to, like, talk about movies like this that we are both so, like, lovey about, because it's hard to point out one specific scene in the movie that is so good that it stands out to the rest, because everything is so good.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I had to say.
Okay. But I think the ending scene stood out, no?
Well, yeah, that's true.
You literally just said
that's true. Cut it. So,
fucking moron.
So, Melissa, what are you going to give this movie?
I'm going to give it a 10.
You're going to give it a 10?
I am. Because I love it. Like, that is everything that I wanted in an alien movie so far. And, like, it felt so good. It felt so homey. Like, it just felt like a good story. I loved it. I'm going to give it a 10. Fuck it.
I'm giving it a 9.
Okay. Good.
Right up there with Signs in District 9 for me.
Yeah. I think this has, like, I don't know why, but it feels nostalgic to me. I think that's why it like, fair. Catapulted to a 10.
That's fair.
I love this movie.
Okay, so let's give them a little tease for next week. I did have one other thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay, great.
Do you know what the different Close Encounters are?
What do you mean?
Like, Close Encounters are a real thing, right? It's a real classification system. So do you know what the first, second, and third kinds are?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even know.
I'm pretty sure that the fourth kind is made up.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong. Okay, so Close Encounters of the First Kind, visual sightings of an unidentified flying object seemingly less than 500 feet away that show an appreciable angular extension and considerable detail.
That's one?
Yep.
Okay.
Second kind, a UFO event in which a physical effect is alleged. This can be interference in the functioning of a vehicle or electronic device. Most of the movie is second kind, right?
Mm-hmm.
The third kind is UFO encounters in which an animated entity is present. These include humanoids, robots, and robots, and humans who seem to be occupants or pilots of a UFO.
Okay.
Now, this plays into the movie that we're going to watch next week, because the movie we're going to watch next week is Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind.
Uh-huh.
And I think Fourth Kind, I don't know if it's actually part of that or if it was added or anything, but it's Fourth Kind is like supposed to be abductions.
You just spoil it for me.
No, you have no idea what this movie is
about. Oh, okay.
I promise you, you don't know what this movie is.
okay.
Anything you write, I promise you is wrong.
Okay. I will say something, though. I'm looking back at my... I feel like... Are we allowed to, like, change our shit at the end of the season?
I don't think so. Last season, we didn't, and we just had to stick by what we thought at the time. Even though, like, because I was listening to the season one recap a couple days ago, and I was listening to how I talked about, like, regretting, like, 5 different ratings that I gave.
The what? But
the recap that we did.
I know, but what did you say?
The ratings? I regretted, like, 5 different ones that gave.
Okay.
So, I don't think so.
Well, because, like, I feel like as, like, the movies go on, they kind of sit with you and you see which ones that you think were better than others. Because I'm looking now and I don't know how this happened, but I apparently gave Signs and District 9 the exact same grade of an 8.5.
I did too. I gave them both a 9.
Really?
Yeah. I thought they were both great. I think Signs is amazing until the end.
Yeah.
And even the end is still good. It just looks bad.
And then District 9 is amazing but cheesy.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick by my fucking 3 for Predator. Predator.
We can have further conversations about this. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, what do you think we should
email
do?
Us.
Should you, like...
DM us, comment, yeah. Whatever.
Text us if you have our number.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, everybody, Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind next Friday.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Go watch it. I'm not sure where you can watch it. I have a DVD, so...
Oh, sorry. Cool. This is like the first DVD we've used. We used.
I think it is.
No, well, the one I specifically remember was Paddington from last year. Because Justin Carpenter has like fucking 700 Paddington DVDs. Paddington 2 specifically. Sorry. Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you guys for coming out and listening to this week's episode. We will be back next Friday.
Yes. Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind.
Yep.
Is it Steven Spielberg again?
No.
Damn it.
This has nothing Williams? To do with this movie.
That sucks. It's not like a sequel?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. Okay.
Okay.
All right. See you, bye. Everybody.